we are returning to a topic we threw out at the start of the programme. You would have heard Jerry mention the breaking news yesterday about how Donald Trump's administration in the US are considering moves to hand that people who want to come to America, who want to visit America, who want a holiday in America, would have to hand over 5 years of social media history. We're joined on the line by Ireland South MEP for Fine Gael from Kilcommon, of course, former GAA President Sean Kelly. Sean, good morning to you. You are not happy with this proposal by the US government, and we should say at this moment in time, it is only a proposal.
Yes, Tessa, and I think that's an important point, that it's open for consultation, but at the same time, I think it shows intent, because Donald Trump has been mentioning this for some time. And I think it has taken a lot of people by surprise, particularly with the extent of the measures proposed. I mean, mandatory social media disclosure, having, as you said, to give the social media handles, the usernames for the past 5 years, emails, etc. This would be akin, Trasa, to people who immigrated from Ireland 50 years ago and more, having to produce all the letters they received and sent over the previous 5 or 10 years before they'd be left into the United States. And I think it goes against the spirit of the land of the free, and of course also the freedom of expression, which is a universal part of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. But hopefully, as you say, that it's a consultation. Donald Trump has a tendency to come out with a big, bold statement and then maybe review it and tone it down a bit. But at the same time, we cannot be guaranteed that's the case, and it will have caused fierce problems for people going there. They'll have to think twice. And particularly, Trasa, if we do qualify for the World Cup, which we hope we will, people going there to support the team is going to make it very difficult for them also.
And Sean, what would you say to the argument that when it comes up that somebody has carried out, frequently it has come up when somebody has carried out a terrorist attack, that the signs were there in their social media, in their usage, in their comments, in the posts they liked, and that in this digital era, it's a legitimate way of vetting people before they enter a country? And obviously, America, since 9/11, has been highly conscious of the threat of terrorism, and that it's understandable that they would do this, that there's a rational basis to it.
Not really, because if that was the case, to apply to all countries across the world, I mean, there are visas you have to get, you have to fill in forms, and you have to, and they can be checked. And one of those would be, obviously, if you were a terrorist, etc., the record would be there. But to extend it to every single person wanting to go to the United States, even for a short period of time, I think it just goes beyond the beyonds. And I hope, as I said, that it won't come into being at needs to be torn down a good bit, but I think at the same time it is something that we would have concerns about, because it's really impinging on, as I said, the basic principles of freedom of expression, etc. I mean, and also it takes in your family members, etc. So it's a huge burden on anyone going and revealing about your family. And you could be the most innocent person in the world, and you could have someone connected to you, unfortunately, who may have done something which wouldn't be acceptable from the point of view of getting a visa, and you could be rejected as a result of that as well. So it's not just individual, it takes in the entire connections, really, and it gives powers that they can say yes or no depending on what they decide themselves, and that's limiting freedom of movement as well, because if we wouldn't apply that in Ireland to people who come from the States. We have a great relationship with them. We like them coming here. We have good friends there. So hopefully maybe that might help us to convince Donald Trump and his people in his government to maybe look at this again.
And could I clarify this with you, Sean? It's a proposal. We need to stress, and you've rightly said at the start, we need to process. This isn't set in stone. It's only a proposal from the Trump administration that tourists from certain countries would have to provide a 5-year social media history. It's from dozens of countries, but are there some countries that, under this proposal, there wouldn't be such a demand?
You would hope so, and I saw in his communication.
I mean, it would be interesting to see if such a demand is being made of Russians, for example.
Exactly. He didn't make much mention of Russia. It's extraordinary, really, how sympathetic he seems to be of Russia, especially almost blaming Ukraine for being attacked by Russia, which is just total bunkum altogether. But I also noted in the communication, because I saw it, he did make a positive reference to both England and Ireland, and I think that's a good thing. And I think we have to use that to hopefully maybe get an exemption for Ireland, because I think the relationship is so close, and so many Americans have connections with Ireland. Their ancestry is Irish, and we'd like to see that relationship continue into the future. And in Donald Trump himself, I think he has a little bit of grow for Ireland. Obviously, he has his place in Dunbeg. So maybe we could use our best diplomatic efforts to maybe get this removed, particularly for Ireland, but also I think it would be good if it was removed for the entire European Union as well.
What is he playing at? Or I mean, people... I mean, we've seen this week the document that came out from the US government basically saying that, basically casting the EU as an enemy and as a force for evil against the US, and that that Europe faces civilizational erasure, using language that is certainly never used in terms of Russia or North Korea or even, dare I say, China. Can we even count on the US to be as an ally anymore?
Well, you can see what's happening in Europe now, where we have to look at our own defence and increase hugely the amount spending on defence. America, I can understand their point to a certain extent, are no longer going to be the policemen of the world. But at the same time, turning against your allies is not a very nice thing to do because of the connections. We're both democratic countries, and be putting a non-democratic thought authoritarian state like Russia seems to be more favourable to them than Europe at the moment. You wonder what did Europe do wrong overall in that context. But I think it's the concept of the European Union being so big, and because it's so big, it's probably seen as being powerful. Whereas if it was just the 27 individual states themselves, then they'd all be much smaller and weaker than the collective in terms of dealing with the United States. And I think also a lot of the regulations that were introduced here, particularly in relation to controls on the tech companies, etc., and also, of course, trying to reduce carbon emissions and move away from fossil fuels. All those things are anti what Donald Trump believes in. And I think that all feeds into the narrative. In the other context, though, you have to say that he has a point in relation to what he called the wrong kind of people. Sometimes it has happened in the past, particularly in relation to the drug barons, etc., going and also causing conflict. So he has a point in extent, but he's overdoing the reaction altogether, sweeping everything into the brush, and we all get caught up in the middle of it, whereas problem is, in terms of the population, very, very small indeed.
And finally, could I ask you briefly on a totally separate issue, but one could argue it's related as well. There's news from the Irish Times today that images taken by an EU satellite last week, shortly before the sighting of five rogue drones in Dublin Bay, which coincided with the visit of President Zelensky, show the nearby presence of a dark vessel, so-called, which appears to be trying to hide its location. This news comes as a report warns Ireland may be targeted by hostile actors next year as it hosts the EU presidency and says the country lacks capacity to defend against such attacks. What's your response?
It's true. We do lack the capacity at the moment, but at least there's awareness of it now. And I think with our allies in Europe, and particularly the United Kingdom, we can do something about it. I have been saying for some time, and I think others as well, that our subsea cables and our interconnectors are at risk from attack by malign actors. And there have been ships there monitoring and mapping what we have. And you would wonder what was the intent. So we have to make sure we can defend them and at least be aware of what's happening. And if we can't defend them, at least get allies who can help us while we are putting the capacity in place to defend them. And that will take some time, but I think the government and the department are aware of that now and are moving in that direction, because if, for instance, the gas interconnector from Moffat was interfered with, then we'd have no electricity essentially for most of our activities for a long time to come. If the sea cables off the west coast were interfered with, not only the data in Ireland wouldn't be available, but also for 75% of the data going to Europe is coming through Irish territorial waters. So it's a new threat that has emerged in recent years, and we have to be able to counter it.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to Ireland South MEP Sean Kelly.